There's probably someone in each of our lives that truly inspires us. Jeffrey Timmigan was one such young man. But in his absence, his friends and family are working to accomplish all he had dreamed and much more. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
This is Andrew McCray inviting our listeners to join me on a railroading tour of the Canadian Rockies featuring agricultural highlights August 3rd to August 12th. Fly to Calgary and experience breathtaking views on our train journey to Vancouver aboard Via Rail's Canadian. Then a scenic ferry ride takes us to historic Victoria and the Bouchard Gardens. Agricultural features include Vandermeulen greenhouses and Golden Ears cheese crafters. All airfare, great hotels, and more are included. Call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. Or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. There's probably someone in each of our lives that truly inspires us. Jeffrey Timmigan was one such young man.
Jeffrey was so special. He gave his heart to everyone.
Jeffrey's sister Leah, speaking of her brother that unexpectedly passed in 2017, he was known to go well out of his way to help those in need. A remarkable quality, especially for someone just a few years out of high school.
He would do what we considered at the time like reckless acts of kindness. So whether it's inviting homeless people into the house to shower, which freaked me out. I was like, Jeffrey, you can't just do that. Or stopping and giving all the change and all the money that was in his pocket to homeless people on the street.
Leah was always willing to help others, but when Jeffrey was gone, she saw it from a different perspective.
Every time I see somebody that needs help, I stop and I go, do you need a ride home? Or do you need help? Or can I get you something? And we dropped by blankets and water and food to some homeless people that were on our corner because we were like, okay, well, what would Jeffrey do?
And that reckless kindness has inspired Leah and others to take on special projects that Jeffrey had made habits in his own life.
Some of the things that other people would probably now call reckless kindness we do all the time because it's kind of paying that forward. And what an impression it is on others. What a legacy when someone is gone and you continue to think of what would he want me to do or what would he want to see.
But what happened next was truly remarkable. Those family and friends began a foundation in Jeffrey's honor, a group whose mission was to help others in agriculture, in scouting, and meeting needs globally. They were important pieces of Jeffrey's life, and they continue today. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Goodyear, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCray.